This is the Seven Figure Standard Podcast, hosted by Arash Vasugi and Mikey Stiller, with mindset and strategies to help you break through and create personal freedom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Seven Figure Standard Podcast. I'm Mikey Stiller, joined by my co-host, Arash Vasugi, and today we're going to be talking about the 1% effect. You might be wondering what that is, or maybe you've heard about the 1% effect, whether it's getting better 1% every single day, being in the top 1% of high performers. We're going to cover both, and I'm really looking forward to it. Arash, how are you?
I'm great, Mikey. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm excited about today's topic because this is something that I think everybody strives for. Everybody wants to get better every day. Everybody wants to be in the top 1%. What does the top 1% or the 1% effect mean to you?
Well, I remember 1%, get 1% better, get 1% better. And I loved it because it's the little things compounded over time that create the big results. But we've taken this with our elite clients so much deeper. We have to measure what that 1% means. So when we define what our 1% better is, that's when the 1% really works. See, anybody could say, oh, 1% better, that sounds good. But then they don't commit to that 1%. Mm-hmm. Without commitment, it doesn't matter. So where do you want to get 1% better? Do you want to get 1% better in your sales presentation? Do you want to get 1% better with discipline? Do you want to get 1% better in changing your environment? Do you want to get 1% better in the amount of sales you make? So we want to define it. That's where the power is. And when you define it, now at the end of the day, you could measure. You could look in the mirror and say, did I get 1% better today? And that's where the game changes. See, we've got to understand, and I put myself in this with all of you, we can all do so much better than we're doing right now. Every one of us can do 10 times better, 20 times better. And this isn't me being positive. We have infinite potential inside of us. But we've got to understand, number one, do we want to get better? Or do we just say, you know, I'm going to do 1%, and then you go look at the rest of your day, you go, I don't know what that is. Like, if we're really honest with ourselves. But when we say, I'm going to focus on this area, this is my blind spot that I want to get 1% better at. And we say, for the next 30 days, I'm going to be so locked in with my attention and focus in this area. And I'm going to measure it every day. When I look in the mirror, when I'm brushing my teeth at night, did I get 1% better? Now you have your whole day where you're putting controlled attention in that area. And the great thing, it impacts every other area. I was talking to a group. We have this program that we do called 50K Club, and I was working with them. And I said, I want you to think about what your pinnacle goal is. Pinnacle habit, not goal. That is a habit that will bring all your other habits up when you work on that one habit. And that would be an example of where their 1% getting better would be. To give you an example, like what pinnacle habit that is not a part of you, that is not installed in your wiring, in your programming, that would bring all the other habits up with that one habit? You know, that would be a great example. And I hope you're thinking about it right now. I hope while I'm saying this, you're like, what is that one habit? Like, I had a few that really changed the game for me. One was living my standard, not just setting it, but committing to the standard. It brought all my habits up so significantly. Another one was getting out of my comfort zone every day. When I started, I felt resistance. I did it right away. That changed the game for me. And I'm talking about 17 years ago is when that changed the game for me. When I really went in and disciplined my thinking, it brought everything up in my results. That's why I say we've got to start thinking only abundance in everything that's going on. You start sending a double binding message, you shift it right away. And let's say a great 1% would be, I am setting a part of my standard that no more double binding messages. I'm not going to say I'm going to go here, but I'm going to think from a poverty consciousness. I'm going to think why I can't do it. So these are great examples of double binding messages that you can alter. And your reasons are so important. So we don't just say, I'm going to get 1% better here. You've got to have reasons. Your reasons leverage you. When your why is so much bigger than your why not, you're going to be leveraged. When your why not's bigger, I'll do 1% for a couple of days. Oh, I forgot to do it. it's not important to you. Like, we've got to have our personal growth be very sacred to us. It's got to be an obsession if you're going to really get 1% better. You've got to really want to get better. You can't say, I want to get better and not do the thing. And that's what we have to understand.
Raj, I love this so much because it goes right in line with another thing that you teach as far as goal achievement, where you're breaking the goal down from an annual income into a weekly income, into a daily income. It's easier for the mind to accept. So instead of thinking I'm going to get 400% better, I'm going to get 1% better every single day. And it's so easy to accept that idea, but then it compounds over time and you gain so much momentum. Will you talk about the momentum side of it?
We commit to what we believe. And if we don't believe it, we're not going to commit to it. It'll be a wish or a hope that has no power. One day I'll do this. So you're not fused with it. So when you break it down to the ridiculous and you make the impossible possible, you're going to have a much easier time accepting it. Like I always tell people, and I learned this many years ago, people will say, I want to earn $1 million. And I always say, why? Because you have to have the why. You have to have the reasons, like I said. But then I say, okay, let's break it down to the ridiculous. If that number seems big to you, then we want to divide $1 million by 12 months. And then we say, okay, that's 83,000 a month. Then we say, no, let's break it down even further. Let's break it down by dividing that by 4.3 weeks in a year. And then now you have a weekly goal. That number is a lot smaller than the million. So if you do that, like I have a calculator right now. So if we did this and we said 83,000 divided by 4.3, that's $19,300 a week. Now, let's assume that person has earned 100, 300,000. That number doesn't seem big anymore. They can commit to doing that. So that's the same with the 1%. Everyone knows they could do 1% better every day. And we make every day, day one. So every day you recommit to that 1%. So what is another example of 1%? I'm going to be 1% better as a leader. I'm going to be 1% better as a listener. People go listening. Listening will earn you millions. We listen to understand, not listen to speak. Most people are listening to speak. They're just hearing. So before the person's done, they're not even listening to them. That would be a great habit to develop for somebody who has their own business, somebody who's in sales, really everybody, because you're going to get so much more information. Well, guess what? If you're listening to others really locked in, then you're going to listen to yourself. So you're going to be like, oh, this belief does not match who I want to be. But most people have their mind going so crazy all day long and going from one distraction to the next, they don't even know what's actually going on inside of them. So the more we know this, the further it's going to grow.
This is so good. And then you think about the way that people are motivated, whether they're motivated to be the best or motivated not to be average, neither one is bad. But what does it take to be in the top 1%?
I mean, I think average sucks. I'll be honest. We're not wired to be average. That's why I think it sucks. I don't think anybody should be average. And that's my opinion. And you may say that's a little obsessive. I just see greatness in everybody. And I've seen people who've been down and out and now completely free. They always had that potential. That's why I think average sucks. Average is not what we strive for.
I think that's why average is such a good motivator, though, because people don't want to be average. Like, nobody wants to be called average.
Yeah, nobody does. Nobody says, I'm going to wake up and I just want to be average today. Yeah. What happens, they stay average because they're letting the past control what they can do. Or they're letting their ancestors of what they've done, they walk into the same program. That's why you'll see people do very similar things that their parents did, the same vocations when they grow up. But the real dogs, the real people who want more, I mean, anyone can have more. Anybody can have more. You know, it's such a crazy stat. I was seeing this the other day. In the US, 70% of the population are paycheck to paycheck. They don't have $1,000 in their savings account. And that is absolutely ridiculous. We're in the wealthiest country in the world, and people are just okay with average. And that's why I don't think that's a good standard to have, because you're not going to be able to bring out your potential, the goodness of life. You know, life is so great when you become great. So if you think about this, you can't get to your next level of greatness being average. You can't get to your next level of greatness if you're not the best version of yourself. And anybody can decide today that they are going to take their life to the next level. Because the truth is, everybody right now is exactly where they want to be. Earl Nightingale used to say that. And it is the truest form, you know, because the results are just a compass of our life. Who created them? We did. How did we create it? By our thinking. That's why we've got to take this 1% rule and make it so simple in our mind and work at it every day. And when you do that, you're going to get so much better at what you're doing, and it's going to mean something. It's going to mean something. The masses and the majority of people are distracted all day long. They're distracted by their phones. They're distracted by not knowing what activities they're doing. They're distracted constantly. And they're all trying to fit in to the mold that they want to get away from. And only 1% to 3% of the population really create big results, when 100% should be creating big results. Everybody has a mind, and whatever we plant in our mind, we're going to get in our results. And this is about living successfully, whatever that means for everybody. This is your race. But I promise you, when you start tapping into the greatness that is dying to come out of you, that's why you're even listening to this podcast. You know, so our audience knows what I'm talking about. They want more and they can have more. You're dealing with your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind creates 96 to 98% of your results. It gives you everything you give it. So we start getting 1% better. Now you're stacking 1% for one day, then for a week. Now you're stacking 7 days of wins. Then you do it for week after week. Your results happen by default. But we can't get away from that. But here's the honest to God truth. If you don't make decisions fast, you're letting your old story, your old programming make the decision for you. And every time you do that, you're not giving yourself a chance.
Raj, I think that getting 1% better every single day also lends to the fact that there is no end point. So it's not like you're going to achieve this goal and then stop the work. The work is forever. And you always say nothing fails like success. We talk about that, how you're going to be getting 1% better every single day forever.
Well, the elite performer understands that. You know, it's not a destination. It's a journey. And you want to keep setting bigger and bigger goals. You know, you can't think small and create a world-class life. You can't think small and enjoy great experiences. And, you know, it's so interesting because I could take you back 17 years ago. My experiences now compared to where they were 17 years ago are so different. Like the amount of cultures that I've been able to experience by working on me. That's why I say this all the time to our clients. I say, learning is so sacred to me. The learner is constantly wanting to get better. And when we stop studying ourselves, when we stop putting ourselves in bigger and better environments, that's when you stunt your growth. That's why mentorship is so important. You should have a mentor the rest of your life, you know, and mentorship eliminates the blind spots. And the reason you have a mentor is to constantly level up, because they've already performed the results you want to perform, so they know how to get there. And that's why it's so vital to surround yourself with big thinkers. I want everyone to look at their environment right now. In your environment, how many big thinkers are there? And that'll tell you, I hope there's a ton. I hope there's a ton for you. And even if there's not, and you want something greater, you can always find it.
Raj, I want you to talk about, so getting 1% better every day, it is digestible. It seems like an everyday stepping stone. You know, whenever someone first starts studying, or even they've been studying for a long time, they can look at all these different concepts and think, where do I even begin? Or do I have to implement all of these at the same time, all these processes and all of these new beliefs and new habits all at once? And then they end up not doing anything because it's overwhelming. So that's why, one reason why I really love the idea of getting 1% better every day, because it's so tangible, so achievable. But is that the stepping stone to creating a quantum leap? Does it lay the foundation for a bigger leap?
I think the first stepping stone is you have to know what type of life you want to live. You got to define your want very clearly and commit to it. And then from that point, you pick that pinnacle habit that will bring all the habits up. And that's the 1%. That's where you focus the 1%. It's a big mistake if you're wanting to change 5 habits at a time. The beautiful thing is, once you change that one pinnacle habit, all the other habits are going to start coming up in your life. That's why standard is so important. This is a standard of excellence. Like, we're working on the wrong thing, a lot of people. They're wanting to change their income so badly, yet they don't work on the standard. They've never defined the standard of living of how they want to live. The income doesn't matter if you're trading all your time and you're not enjoying your life. So it starts with, how do I want to live? And you've got to decide from this moment, this is how you're going to live, because we always become what we decide to do. And it can't be a weak decision. That is not a decision. That's called a program. It's, this is what I'm doing. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Like, I could take you back, you know, gosh, I always go back because I've been doing this now for 17 years. 17 years ago, if you looked at me, I was not the epitome of somebody that was going to win. There's no way. I always laugh because my cousin always likes to remind me. He goes, when I came to your house, I was really worried about you. You had a big screen TV and you had one couch. Yeah. And he told me, he said, I've never seen somebody create such a change in results so quickly. But I had something that my present results could not beat me with. I had a big vision of how I wanted to live. And that vision was what drove me. That's why we can never compromise our vision. You don't need to know how you're going to do it. If you would have watched me, and if you would talk to my cousin Rob, he will tell you this. Like, I will tell you, I was not winning. But inside of me, I had something bigger. I knew what I was doing wasn't working. And I went in and changed that. Now, did I think it was going to work? Not really. I really didn't, but I didn't know it wasn't going to work. That was the thing. I was so hungry to find the solution that I kept persisting. And I let the vision drive me. And that's what anybody can do. I know that because I really believe this deep in my soul. If one person can do it, anybody can do it. And that's why I have such belief in the people we work with, because I know from both sides of this. I know from when I was failing considerably to when I was succeeding considerably. It was the same essence of who I was. I just changed the programming. I changed my habits. I changed my behaviors. I changed my courage. And no one's going to bet on you until you bet on yourself. No one's going to believe in you until you believe in yourself. And it starts one day. And then you keep stacking those one days on top of each other. And that's where the 1% really will make a huge difference.
So good. All right, Arash, can we get into an action step for today?
Well, the action step is something that we spoke about. I want you to define your pinnacle habit that will bring all the habits up. And then now we make it into the ridiculous. Whatever that is, how can I create 1% better in that area of my life? Because remember, it takes on average 66 days to install a habit. That's what the research tells us. So 1% for those 66 days, that big habit that is so big in your mind right now will become easy with the 1%. Simplify your life. Success is about simplicity. Excellent living is being simple. Make it so easy for yourself that it would be impossible to fail.
All right, Arash, thank you so much. Thanks to all of you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a rating and review. Share this with your friends and family, and we look forward to being with you again next week on the 7-Figure Standard Podcast. Thanks, Arash.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 7-Figure Standard. We hope you found the insights and strategies helpful on your journey to success. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform to help us reach more people like you. To learn more about Arash and Mikey and how Voss Coach & Co. can help you achieve your goals and reach new levels of success, visit VossCoachAndCo.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of 7-Figure Standard.